But first, there's a video making the rounds. Is it what's the company? Cut?
Cut.
And what's the name of the video? It's what are white people superior at?
Yeah.
Is it superior at?
Superior at.
That's actually the title.
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
Well, listen, I don't want to start demonics, a race war, bro. But titling.
I don't know. Grammar.
So here's the thing. This, I want to be clear, by the way, trigger warning, this video is incredibly racist. The fact that it's still allowed on YouTube is mind-boggling to me. It's just a bunch of mostly black people and then some kind of shapeshifters. I don't know.
Who knows?
Non-racially, non-racial binary. Berating white people.
Here,
no, didn't you find out? I think it was Harvard recently said that Asians aren't actually people of color.
That's right.
So
you lost.
Welcome to the world of privilege.
It's really more
of a
shame.
I married a Mexican.
There's still hope for your children.
Yeah. So this is on YouTube. Of course, and this was featured there on the YouTube page. You know nothing about this. And I told Dave, because, you know, he works with him. I said, like, it's a racist video, and there
really
are some
bad
third rails, because I don't think that we could respond in exact kind. And let me be clear, I don't believe anything they're saying, just like I wouldn't believe these stereotypes if they were to be uttered about black people. But this is the video. We are all going to react to the video from Cut. Featured on YouTube, titled, What Are White People Superior At?
What exactly are white people superior at?
Oh, well, according to television, everything. A white man could fly. Even a white woman, she could be 4'1". She knew karate. She could take down 15 people.
Okay, pause.
What's a fox?
Pause really quickly.
What's a fox?
Are there no black superheroes?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot.
That's Blade? What I call evidence. Check your sources. I don't know. White people cannot fly. DC is not it's not a bibliography. Like, this is...
Well, that's what it was. It was according to your imagination, they can fly.
Right, according to fake.
Right.
And she has something against short white people?
According to your imagination, you can vote 9 times in Detroit. Look, so we
I'm
all
like
have...
Dave either.
I'm 5'5". I can barely get out of bed from depression.
All right, let's keep going. Just doesn't get any better.
No one said what
and
a fox
also,
is.
They don't really do karate. They don't really know martial arts. They're called actresses.
Yeah, it's called a movie. Yeah.
Kind of like how Foxy Brown was.
Yeah, exactly. This is not a new thing. Do we have it? Can you have it? All right, let's continue playing.
What are white people superior at?
Man.
Are you?
Is this a white person asking this? Sounds like it.
Oh,
someone
God.
In Brooklyn.
What are white people superior at?
I don't know
at?
What oh that is. Looks like she should be banging a drum in Nick Sandman's face.
Mostly about their
Java.
Pets.
White people love their dogs. Like, that's all you see.
What a
cats.
Crime.
Letting them get on your countertops while you're cooking.
That is a crime.
Yes. I get that you love your pet, but like, you need to take it everywhere? Like, everywhere? I guess, you know, hey.
Just to the bathtub
animals,
you electrocuted in.
Fuck,
just
man,
out
to like
the yard to shoot it for not
casseroles.
Winning the fight.
What kind of casserole?
Tuna.
Yeah.
It's
buddy.
Always tuna. What do you mean? It's always tuna.
Pause. That's black Dane Cook humor, in that it's something that's totally unrelatable. Like, listen, everyone here knows that white people always eat fucking tuna. Ooh, they eat the tuna. They walk in, they grab the tuna, they put it in their mouth. They can't get enough tuna when they're white. I am white.
I've never heard that
had a tuna casserole ever.
Ever.
Better like, oh, what are black people superior at? Nah, watermelon? First off, it's like, it's not, Dave Chappelle has, maybe black people do like certain foods, and I'm sure white people do like certain foods.
Yes, of course.
The difference is white people can be Irish, they can be Italian, right? They can be German, so they can like Wiener Schnitzel, they can like pasta, they can like potatoes and haggis if they're Scottish, I have no idea. We all have preferences, but tuna casserole is not a white thing.
No.
Yeah, no, we're not superior.
You tuna eat.
I don't know.
Tuna eat. Star kiss, bitch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, look, I'm Asian from the waist up, and I love tuna. So,
what is
I mean,
white
this
fish.
Asian mouth loves tuna.
Man, you're stupid. Chicken of the sea, is that shit chicken or is it tuna?
I deep fried it. I was like, this ain't no chicken.
This ain't no chicken. Mm-mm. Oh, tuna? Oh, that's white people food.
I ain't never gonna eat no muff. Ugh.
I'm gonna spit it out on the cat on the counter. All right, let's keep watching.
Why you pet your dogs? Why don't you hit it?
Yeah.
same way. No.
Phil's like, why don't you eat it?
It is just strange.
Really, Gerald.
He really has. Gerald. He's experimented.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill.
Couldn't you know I actually do.
Yes.
We're, we may not be better at much, but at least give us not littering.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That's
white people
fair.
Are terrible at littering. That's why the entire agree. State motto of Texas is "Don't litter here."
Well, that's why there's not litter though. They listen. They're like, "Oh, you're right."
No.
Yeah, I will say white people are better at listening. They are better at following instructions. You tell them not to litter, they don't litter. You tell motherfucker don't burn down Walgreens, it makes me kind of want to do it. Let's continue. Of course, this is all in good fun. They're the racists.
It's in a lot of their recipes.
Making bland food.
Unseasoned chicken.
How are you going to start whole spice wars and don't even use seasoning on your food?
Okay, I mean, come hold on.
What? Yeah, pause. Is he talking about the West Indian trading company?
First of all, Bob Evans has a fine flavor. I'm not buying any of this. Come on, guys.
I mean, for crying out loud, think about all like hot wings. I don't know if that's a white. That was two guys in Buffalo.
It's
What are they talking about?
I'll give it to him. I would still say it's a black food.
I mean,
they've appropriated it.
They've called.
I hate that I'm even talking about it. This is the whole beauty of America is you can be black and eat pasta. You don't have to be an old time Guinea. You don't. You can eat chicken wings and be white, or you can be black. You can eat Irish stew and be white or black. This is like you are separating all of us on things that A, don't even matter and aren't even true. So we're going to continue teasing you at the level at which you actually are a racist, but in gentle prodding.
Let's see more.
Smelling funky.
Santa Claus.
What?
Smelling funky. Come on.
Corn mazes.
White people are great
cocoa butter.
At having fun. That's a function of white supremacy because they just don't have as many stresses as we do.
White
people are very
having
superior.
Having fun is racist.
Yeah, hold on a second. We don't have. Pause. White people, that's a function. White people have fun. It's a function of white supremacy because they don't have as many stresses. Paying taxes? I mean, employing people. Not saying that black people don't pay taxes, but there's a significant portion of white and black people who don't pay taxes. 47% of Americans don't pay federal income tax.
Did I see the wrong house party?
You can tell by the haircut.
I am so, I'm like seeing red here.
That's why would you see red? You don't have any stresses.
Oh my gosh.
Probably.
You smell like wet dog.
One man's funk is another man's.
You got that white man funk.
Funk. It is funky. Yes, you do smell funky.
You're not funky in a good way.
But just think about how racist that gentleman in the mask has to be to have accused every other person of color of being unable to or at a severe disadvantage of having fun. Right? I'm going to tell you right now, trade me spots with Kanye. Just do it. I don't care. I'll take all the shit about running late to even apply for an election. Give it to me. I will take it.
Yeah.
I will even switch and be Beyonce. That is fine. Give that to me. Like, it's obviously just dog whistles. It's just crazy.
What do you mean? And also, that's one thing I always said. They're like, white people, you're so lame and uptight, you can't dance. Like, listen, I would assume, black people do have more fun. I go to a black nightclub and it's bouncing. You go to a white club, they're line dancing. Everyone looks miserable. They're just like, kill me! Please! I can't deviate from this awful preset of moves that nobody enjoys.
You go to a gay nightclub, there's a white shooter having no fun at all. too far.
Oh, man.
To be fair, no one else was enjoying themselves.
Yeah. So then this idea. Oh, man.
No stressors.
Why did you give me something to break over
you,
here?
No stressors. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I had to go.
Especially based on your other stereotypes. White people have no stressors. You say that the next time a country music festival becomes the worst mass shooting in American history.
Right.
Yeah. Like it was white people and Hootie.
And an Asian girl.
Hey.
I forget his name now.
Darius Rucker?
That's it.
Mm.
He'll always be Hootie to me.
I wish we had still forgotten it.
All right.
Make him cry.
Let's continue with the race. Thanks, cut.
We do not have the privilege to do whatever and however we want to.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Not getting arrested.
Yeah, I was driving down the street down the highway with a friend of mine who was white, and he's like, I just want to pull over and pee. And I'm in the passenger seat, and I was like, please don't. Because a black man thinks differently. If I pull over to the side of the road and pee, a cop is going to be right behind me to punish me.
What exactly are white people?
Okay, pause.
Insecure.
That may or may not be true. But First off, anyone can be punished for peeing in the side of the road.
Yeah, right.
I know someone who had to become a registered sex offender for peeing in a park at night when he thought no one was there. And that's why you can look through the archives. I think if you just type in, if YouTube searches are working right now, which probably not after this video,
no.
If you type in Steven Crowder pee instructions, I taught people how to pee while driving on a long road trip. The key is you have to be all the way over in the white lane and a wide mouth Gatorade bottle. In other words, it's not lost on me that the fuzz could take me down for public urination. What? So you're just out of touch.
Did you say the white lane?
The white lane.
I thought he said white lane.
White lane. Yeah. He's like, you got to be in the white lane. Because if you're driving the white lane, they don't pull
you over. Here's the thing. If you're driving, right, you got to pee. Here's the thing. You have to be all the way over in the right lane.
Yeah. Okay?
You have to hold your arm here so no one can see. Because if, right, the passenger side here, if I'm this far, doesn't matter what I'm doing. Look, you can see it. It's like a Dave Landau sex tape.
My strong preference is, as you recall, is one of the few rules is that you not admit to crimes on the show.
Peeing while driving is not a crime.
Yes, it is.
Well,
allegedly.
I had a tube. Continue.
I don't want to know where that was.
Play the video.
Long drive catheters.
Yes.
Ready? Pretending fear. Being fearful of nothing.
Being ignorant.
Whoa. Blame.
Letting their ego control their every move.
Privilege.
Feeling victimized.
Playing the victim.
Congratulating themselves over shit that they're incompetent at.
What?
Or that should have already been done.
They're superior at being dicks.
What exactly are
Wow. All right. Wow. What am I just this? Okay, look. Let's take this. Hey, YouTube. Take this out of context. Black people are only superior at being dicks. Now, I hope that's taken out of context so you can now scan 30 seconds in either direction. That is the definition of racism. We've gone past differences like they smell different. Listen, I think we'll all acknowledge that you have certain people from different people from different races smell different. Different people from different areas of the country smell different. Different people like different foods. I don't think that's racism to recognize differences.
Right.
I think racism is believing that one race of people is superior to another solely because of their race. And I think saying white people, all white people in general are dicks, pejorative, qualifies, you racist bitch.
Not in general. All white people are superior at being dicks.
And tipping.
I mean, look, if that's a true statement. dicks was a true statement, then maybe it would not be racist, but it is racist because it is not true.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
I specifically
there
love
are 7, maybe 8% of the white population that is not dicks. And
that's true.
I mean, none of them are here, but...
Yeah. Right.
No, I know at least 2 or 3 white friends that I have that aren't dicks.
Yeah, this room would not be a good sample
state. Yeah.
No, I look, and I know white people that, you know, they'll tip, you know, maybe 12%.
Yeah, his name is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. Yeah. The key is to round down! All right.
Gaslighting.
Lack of empathy.
Intellectualizing oppression.
Did I say oppression?
They're just what creatively thinking
this
of new ways of, like,
right,
always staying one step ahead of other people. We get rid of slave catchers, then let's just expand the police force. Like, that stuff to me is wild.
What exactly are white
Can
people?
We pause?
Oh, you guys are pulling a prank on me. This is all one big glorified ad for Spirit Halloween costume.
It's gotta be.
Right?
Yeah, this is the...
Look, we got Predator, got mid-century farmer.
In all sizes.
Look, we got... Take a guess.
I mean, we got girl from The Craft, but
talking about we got the girl, you mean the one from, like, American History X, who's really gummy and shit.
Real gummy.
Look
at this collar.
We paid that bitch scale.
This collar will fit a whale.
Something you privilege, you get to wear. You whaling? I never been whaling.
You want a Pharrell almost sombrero hat? Sorry.
This is the worst thing.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering if this was real.
This is absolutely real.
It's kind of
100% real.
Is it really?
Yeah, and they're all in Biden's cabinet.
Real.
Let's continue watching.
Believe that we don't matter.
Believing that they're superior.
Feeling superior.
Thinking they're superior.
Thinking that they're superior.
Thinking that they are superior.
Like if someone called all black people dicks.
Self-delusion, controlling the narrative. Like
believing their own press.
Marketing of white superiority.
Whether you are Republican
or
Democrat,
whether
you're conservative, white people are really good at upholding white supremacy.
How about claiming that, you know, they are actually a whole separate race, when actually white DNA comes from the black female?
Then what are we arguing about?
Can we pause?
Okay. Honey,
how many people here do we think voted for Biden, a white man?
Hmm.
100.
97%.
They were voting Kamala.
I bet you find more votes for Donald Trump in this cast than in Wayne County.
Yeah.
Secret
the
votes.
Dump at 4 a.m.
But how many more registered voters, probably?
Yeah, well, that's
how, take the number of the cast and then subtract zero.
I mean, just we know for a fact that this violates every social media platform's stated guidelines.
Oh, yeah. Remember how we were looking, as you know, not that we have been archiving this. This is one to save.
Yeah, there's a thousand of them.
Yeah, we have a lot of them, but I don't think anyone has been this bad.
This one's the top egregious of the list.
Shut up, you Chinese piece of shit.
Yes.
Manipulation. But it's
kind of weird. He was looking for the gods. Seriously, just imagine it. Like, people get mad because I go,
no,
what
I thought YouTube was going to crash through the ceiling like white Superman and like, you demonetized.
You Chinaman prick. I don't know.
We probably
We already got removed for fact checking. Yeah. It's like we talk. Like people get mad. They say it's offensive. It's funny. We've had these conversations with some random people, you know, at some point who may or may not, and they're like, "Do you constantly have to refer to your lawyer as half Asian?" That seems. It's like that's the point, right? But that is considered more offensive than like all. What is it? Just all white people are dicks.
Well, I come from a black woman.
Yes.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
I do think it is
because you're a crack baby.
Incredibly ironic to say there's no race, but you came from this race.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I just thought in literally a half sentence earlier, you said there's no race.
So why are you
race is a figment of your imagination. Hmm. Oh, I guess if you want to, and fuck you, white boy. I'm confused.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
it's like that old test. When you look at the dress, do you see a gold dress or a black dress? These people just want to burn it.
Mm. Yes.
No.
And by these people, I mean these people in this video who are racist. I mean this cut Klan rally.
I wonder how goaded they are, too, by the white person with their guilt that put this video together and edited it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like.
Did any of them feel oppressed that it was a white person that asked them to do this?
I don't know.
A white person behind the camera, that it's a white person that owns this company?
I don't think we have the full video, but at the end of it, actually, you hear a kind of like talk soup. You hear a slow clap from the producer, and it's just David Duke.
Yes.
All right, let's keep watching. How much longer? Is it another...
Oh, we got about a minute, 2 minutes.
Okay, a minute.
Two minutes.
All right, let's get into
lies. What kind of lies? The lies of history. They say that history is written by
they know
the victor,
Biden.
But the victor could be replaced by the colonizer.
What are white people superior at?
Conquering.
Imperialism.
Hippo. Expect your mouth to open up for me to cut a ball for
you. I thought it was King Hippo. Us and everybody else, really.
They ballsy. They rose up all over the world. And they walk into everybody's house and says, oh, this is nice. I'm going to take your shit. And they have no qualms about it.
Yeah. Hold on a second. It's a bunch of white people who committed $2 billion in damage right now with these Black Lives Matter riots.
I mean, there were a lot of white Antifa people.
There were some white Antifa people, but it was Black Lives Matter riots.
Mm.
So if you're going to blame us for all the evils of white people, does the label Black Lives Matter take responsibility for the crimes committed at the Black Lives Matter rallies, even though there were some white people there?
I really see a powdered wig during a home invasion. I'd love to blame the settlers.
Yeah. It's like all of their references for white people, like old Cagney films.
Well, they said,
see, I'm going to take your stuff, sonny. Don't call the coppers, see? They won't trust you because you're a Negro, right?
Well, they said they got rid of slave catchers and brought in the police. I'm like, I don't know if we're thinking the same thing here.
Yeah, well, that's their argument, is the police is the modern-day slave force.
But where's the most highest levels of police brutality? Where are the highest levels of black crimes and jailing for crimes and arrests? They're in Democratic controlled cities that have for a large part been controlled by minorities, both as chief of police, mayor, city council.
Don't give me some of the fact check. You know that the average is skewed by Kamala Harris. She put in more black.
That's true.
She's like Rudy Giuliani in reducing crime. She put in so many nonviolent black offenders behind bars that it skews the numbers.
But
it's not fair.
Hey, that was the past and the present. Now she is no longer in charge of.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she wears Chuck Taylor's. My vote. Let's continue with this.
Yeah, she also listened to Tupac in 1985.
Let's hear it.
Right. Is it freezing on us?
Now for the adventure.
No. That's in horrible taste.
There we go.
We can't bring up our white privilege boy sketch yet. Right now. That might be accused of soft racism as opposed to hardcore racism.
Just play it.
Let's just skip to the last minute because I don't have much
time. Violence. It's like stealing people's lives just because they feel like it.
If you are white and you know this is happening.
You're pretty white.
Sir. And you're a killer too. You are adopting
like a photo negative of a microphone.
That says it's okay to do this, and part of that philosophy allows you to be ignorant, right? And they're like, oh, I didn't know.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Taking what's not there?
Taking shit.
Taking our ideas.
Copycat.
Gentrification.
Hey, hold on a second. Pause it.
Gentrification.
Can someone bring up the armed robbery stats? Like, here's the thing.
Just for comparison.
Because I don't think I don't think we're very, it's not one of our skill sets.
But look, the point isn't that there's a certain race that is actually predisposed by their genetics to do certain things.
No,
it's that bad people exist in all races, right? And that's the whole point.
And the problem is that, unfortunately, in the black community right now, they're encouraged by this kind of hateful rhetoric.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of hateful rhetoric. When you say white people are dicks, they steal, commit genocide, and they want to enslave black people. That's how you justify violence against white people, just like that's how you justify violence against Trump supporters by calling them Nazis. This here justifies black violence, black on white violence, which to me is a horrible thing. So is white on black violence. So is black on black violence. But this right here justifies it because you talk about white people on a level that is subhuman, and that is what leads to the verifiable crime statistics that refute your argument.
It also shows their own insecurity, and that's the problem, is this brutalizes both groups. This is something to mess up both sides, because it is designed to make us angry, and it is designed to make them feel like they are less important in our society.
All right. Okay, let's continue watching this. And then I had a quick trip story from this morning with a black guy, but I don't know if I can tell.
Things that do not belong to them.
Over other people's cultures and making you believe that they invented it.
Maybe they're thinking of it as repurposing. It's like recycle and repurpose.
As my grandma would say, them white folk, they'll take it if you don't copyright it.
They are very good at destruction of land, destruction of people, destruction of humanness.
What exactly are white people superior at?
White people
now
are
not
to be with anything.
Nothing.
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 There is nothing.
Nothing.
I don't believe that they're superior in any way, shape, or form.
I love her.
Our skin color is different.
Well, I don't know. I would say, listen, I wouldn't, and I certainly wouldn't make, that's enough.
No superiority there.
That's the generalization there. I certainly wouldn't make the argument that they're superior at editing or doing end cards because that sounded like a white person asking the questions. But I certainly wouldn't argue that white people are incompetent at everything, nor would I argue that with black people. I cannot believe that is allowed to stay up and actually got some juice from big companies with the big tech overlords.
Yeah.
I would love to see a video where it's just white people saying the exact same things.
Right.
Why don't we
put it out there?
Yeah, Gerald, do you want to do it?
I think maybe
blur the faces, maybe to keep people from getting killed, right?
You know,
but put it out there, and then wait.
It's
going to
be a blurred. Black people are dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
What are black people good at? Nothing.
I would have to say dunking. Yeah.
They smell bad, and they like their pets.
Yeah, can you imagine the reaction that you would?
They like to show their pets the world. They've never like seen a black person out of their homes.
Right.
Ever.
Dog fighting.
Wait.
Taking my furniture.
All right. Well, listen. I don't know if Nick DiPaolo still going to be on after? Because I know he probably is mad that we have him late.
Should be good.
Okay. So sorry, Nick. Yeah. We're going to be going. So let me tell you a quick story here.
Missed that last bit.
Yeah, he did. This happened this morning. I was at a, you know what? Well, here, actually, really quick, we'll end on this. I was at Quick Trip, as you well know. And people want to say that America is divided and Quick Trip not a sponsor, but you should be because I will not set foot in the Turkish prison that is Racetrack.
As you should not.
So I was at a Quick Trip this morning. I had to go pick up some half and half for the missus. And so I go in, and the sign says you have to wear a mask, right? So everyone's wearing a mask. I'm like, okay, put it on just because I don't want to cause a scene.
Right.
And this black guy walks right past me, and he's not wearing a mask, and he walks right in. And this was the exact conversation. I said, oh, man, not wearing a mask. I said, good for you. That's ballsy. And he goes, man, what the fuck are you talking about? What is this shit? I said, no, no. And I tore off my mask symbolically. I said, no, no, listen, I'm saying that's a ballsy move. I appreciate that you walked in, you did your thing, and he goes, man, it's too fucking early. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. You know how they repeat it? I'm telling you. I said, hey, 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 it's a compliment. Take the win. And then he man. And he mumbled and he walked out, and I realized this is where we are in this country. For some reason, people are so uptight. A, you have the COVID, you have the tension, you have the mask, and then you have this racial tension because for some, probably because people are watching videos like Cut, they think that if a white person offers them a compliment, that somehow it's some kind of an insult.
Yeah.
If I said that, I was very clear in complimenting him. After that, I purchased my half and half. I walked out, and there were some police officers nearby. And I have told you, I go by and I always thank police officers. And I said, hey, I just want to thank you for your service. And they always go, well, man, you know, thank you. People don't do that nowadays. And then I noticed the black guy was in his car, and he popped his head out, and he thought that I was telling the cops that he didn't wear a mask. And then I felt racist because he thought I was racist. And I said to the cops, I said, you know, I said, I really appreciate you guys. You know, it's actual, like, first, I know you're not like grade school teachers or anything, but, you know, being shot at it in record numbers, I consider you first responders. They said, thanks, man. We don't get a lot of thank yous. So do make sure that you don't tell someone, hey, good for you for doing whatever you're doing. Just like, in other words, if this is the lesson. People are of different races. Just don't talk to each other.
No.
Just listen to Cut, listen to Kamala Harris, and just learn that we should be more divided than ever. That's the message to take away from President Biden-elect. And this is something else. Sometimes people say, why are you so positive? Why when the country is going to crap with the election, right? This has happened. We had the election stream. Look, this is not me putting up appearances. I really do think that the country tends to be a better place today than it was yesterday and tomorrow than today. I tend to believe that in the long run, the United States, and I know that won't last forever, but you kind of look at, you know, the pendulum swings both ways, right? And the pendulum swung from Barack Obama, so I'm doing your left here, to Donald Trump really hard, as hard as you possibly could, right? You went from Barack Obama, far left, to Donald Trump, not necessarily far right, but perceived that way. And that was a harder swing than from George W. Bush, center right, to Barack Obama.
Right.
And now we've gone to Biden, which I would say is not as hard of a swing as George Bush was to Barack Obama. And when people say, what is your hope for the country? Here's what I will say. When I first got my concealed carry license, okay, this was in Texas, and they used to be able to do it where you could do it in someone's house as long as there was a certification. And this was right before Barack Obama was becoming president. And the guy asked me, because at this point I was on Fox News, he said, well, what do you think is going to happen with our country? And I said, you know, I'm optimistic, cautiously. I think that Barack Obama is probably going to do some damage with policies, but I think we have systems in place that can rectify that. And he said, I think in 2 months, people be shooting each other in the street for a loaf of bread. So whenever someone says the country's going away and it's done, I picture that guy and how crazy and wrong he was. And, you know, his predictions are about the same chance of getting it right as Dick Morris. So chin up. Things aren't that bad. There's always a silver lining. And this is the United States of America. Don't be defeatist, because then you just allow yourself to be defeated. Right now, actually, we do have to hit like if you're watching this. Yes. Hit like right now, because that helps this video get out to everybody, especially with the voter fraud segment. But for everyone else, right now we are going to go exclusively to Mug Club. We have Nick DiPaolo and your chat, YouTube. Wait, is there something on? Piss off, YouTube.